It's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best discuss the controversy of the no-fly list. The U.S. government program has been criticized on civil liberties and due process grounds, and it's been defended on national security grounds. June and Michael spoke about it with Jeffrey Kahn, a professor of law at Southern Methodist University's Dedman School of Law.
The terrorism watch list, the no-fly list, these lists have been in the news a lot lately. The president's talked about them. They're in court being challenged. Why don't we start by talking about what the no-fly list is? How does it work?
Absolutely. And it's interesting to note that its very creation was based on certainly the worst terrorist attack on our country, the September 11, 2001 attacks. That's what created the no-fly list in the first place. In short, it's a list of people that the United States government has deemed either too dangerous to fly, the language is a threat to civil aviation, or a threat to national security. That disjunctive word or is really important because what it means is you could be on the no-fly list not because the government thinks you're a threat to civil aviation, but only because the government thinks that you are in some way a threat to national security. But what constitutes a threat to national security is something that the government holds very close to its vest.
In 2014, the ACLU has sued over the no-fly list. Didn't a federal court find that the no-fly list was unconstitutional as it stood?
Well, actually, several courts have now made that determination, and it's made it in two separate ways. One is to look at what the no-fly list actually does. And the other way to look at it is what recourse a citizen has to contest what the government has done to him or her. So on the first part, the courts have universally held that citizens have a fundamental right to enter and leave the country, and that denying them the right to board a plane in the 21st century is a substantial infringement on that right. On that issue, there's no question. On the second issue, what to do about it if the government has decided to infringe your rights in that way, that's still under court review. And the case that you're referring to is called Iman versus Lateef. That's a very important case in the District of Oregon, where the court held that the existing procedures that the government had, in essence sending you a letter saying we won't tell you any information about why you're on the watch list, was insufficient, that it violated your right to due process of law. Now, the government has to send you a letter saying you are on the list, and if you jump through the right hoops and hurdles, they will send you a letter that gives you some more information, a little more substance as to why they think that, and an opportunity to respond. It's an open question whether even that's enough, and that's what's still being debated in the court.
That's Jeffrey Kahn, a professor of law at Southern Methodist University's Dedman School of Law, speaking with Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best.